Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that bump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
Aftermath. What a roll, huh? From what it seems like for the past couple of weeks, you know, like 3 weeks ago, they mentioned about Elimination Chamber, and like for this week and last week, they was getting all the matches together, just trying to put the pieces in on, you know, who's going to fight who and what's going to happen and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, you know what I mean. But, like, what can I say? I didn't follow TNA this week, but I swear to you, as soon as I'm done here with this, and plus the bonus episode of WFSO Aftermath, I'm going to watch it. So, without further ado, let's talk about what happened this past Sunday. Well, not Sunday. Well, I'm thinking of Sunday. It's kind of too early. let's get to this past Thursday on SmackDown before we get into Raw. So, just give me a moment here. My computer's going to be a little slow because I got Vault Talk Radio going on, and I also got Google Hangout going on. I haven't done Google Hangout and the show at the same time in a long time, which I should have done for the longest time, but just keep forgetting and just don't even think about it. But just give me a second here, trying to get all this out the way. Everything's good there. Yeah, it's probably going to happen. It's just going to end up coming a little slow, so I apologize. And, okay. Let's see. I'm on Raw trying to get past SmackDown. Hold up here. And you hear any noise in the background besides me watching the basketball game, which got kind of interesting, and I guess it's kind of flopping at the moment. Because I guess it's one of those things you was hoping for a... Ooh! So that's how what happened. He was going for... Looked like he did like a half flip or something. It just... like he landed on his head. Yeah, but from what it seems like, he's doing okay, but oh my God. Yeah, no kidding. Okay, I'm almost there, so just hang on a bit. Here we go. SmackDown had kicked off, and they probably had a little bit of talking, but I guess who cares about the talking, so. Four Corners tag team match. They had the Ascension versus Lucha Dragons versus Los Matadors versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. So, like a back and forth fast pace as you were expecting in this match, Lucha Dragons did win the match. Team Bear versus Dolph Ziggler, and Dolph Ziggler won that match. R-Truth versus Stardust, R-Truth wins the match. And before I go on, because I know there's going to be people that are going to be like, what's going on with Stardust? Why is he not winning any matches? He's getting buried or something. As far as I know, he didn't do anything wrong. It just, I guess they set it up for like a better storyline for him, from what I'm guessing, so I don't officially know, I'm just guessing, so we'll see. Excuse me. So, moving on, and you got the Mega Powers, you got, crap. Oh, that's what's going on. Got my dog laying on the remote. It's just kind of funny. So, have the Mega Powers, Curtis Axel, dressed up as Axel Mania, well, Hulk Hogan or whatever. Then you got Macho San, I think Macho Mandow, that's what it is, against Adam Rose and Heath Slater, which is getting some TV time. The Mega Powers did win the match. I admit the thing going on is kind of goofy, but that is what more can you expect? you had a main event of Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt, and it was a lot of commotion going on during the closing moments of the match. It was 5 match total, and all this interference and stuff that was going on, yeah, Dean Ambrose winning that match. I did like the spirit of the mix-up and stuff going on, and I liked the ending, so it was pretty good. And if I had to rate on SmackDown, I would say give this one a, they keep showing that fall. I will give it a 9. Let's put it that way. I just think I'll just give that one a 9. And like I say, in my opinion, I think SmackDown is doing more better than Raw. You don't have too much talking. You don't have too much of the controversies or anything like that. It just have like a little promos, not that much of a promos, and they just do wrestling. And I think some people that be downplaying on SmackDown for years just don't realize that. But people will learn. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened on tonight's Raw, and of course talk about the Elimination Chamber itself, the pay-per-view, and probably what's going to happen this coming Thursday for SmackDown, and talk about a little bit of TNA. So we will be right back.
Out.
Block Talk Radio. And, of course, y'all get to hear me chat a little bit on Google Hangout. So, oh, what a joy that would be. So, anyways, let's get on to Monday Night Raw. They made a match, like, right away. I guess it's supposed to be their so-called main event. Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns versus Kane and Seth Rollins. Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns win the match. Yeah, Rusev versus R-Truth, with Rusev winning. And Chris had a little bit of drama with Lana. And she has been showing on the WWE TV a lot lately. And I guess it's like they're really going to push her. And just like, what's she actually going to do? Are she actually going to be like more of a valet for Dolph Ziggler? Or what's going to happen? As of right now, we don't know that situation, and hopefully we'll get something out of it soon enough. Team Barrett versus Ryback, with Ryback winning. That's total of three matches so far. Yeah, Starter versus Neville, Neville winning. And it also was announced tonight that Neville will go against both Dallas on the pay-per-view. Let's see what else. Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus with a little bit of distraction by Rusev. Sheamus had won the match. Let's see. The United States Championship match. Zack Ryder versus John Cena. With the cast of Entourage coming out with Zack Ryder. And it looked like they were going to almost cost Cena the match. But that didn't happen. So, oh yeah, let me... it is. I forgot to put down that John Cena retains. And after John Cena retained and celebrated a little bit, Kevin Owens came out and kind of did the pinball powerbomb on him. And once again, for the second straight week, stepped on the United States title. I know it's part of a storyline and stuff like that. I guess there's a few things that you just don't do, and that's one of them. I know Kevin Owens is Canadian. It's just part of me is just thinking, like, there's some stuff you just shouldn't do. But I understand why they did it. But it just in my opinion, it's just something that you just don't do. That's just the way I see it. And I guess he came out with a new t-shirt called, and it said, Fight on Fight. So, does that debut, we will see. Oh, they screwed up. Oh, they screwed up on ESPN. Oh, that's funny. Paige and Tamina went one-on-one, and Tamina ended up winning thanks to distraction by Naomi. And their main event ended up being a 10-versus-3 tag team match where everybody that's going to be on the Elimination Chamber versus the New Day, with all three of them on there fighting. So I thought since, like, all the teams ended up attacking on Xavier, I think it was Xavier Woods they was attacking on, they ended up start beating him up, and I guess I thought it ended up being a no contest, they would have called it. But I think they end up giving it to New Day by disqualification. I don't know why they did it, and it was one of those things that just like, huh? It was no contest, so it was just kind of weird. But before we go on, we're going to, let's see, how many matches there were? Let's see. Kind of lost count after the third one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 8 matches. It didn't feel like it, though. I don't know, for a 3-hour Raw, it just didn't. Right, it didn't feel like 6, and it didn't feel like it was 8. I think what it is, because they have, like, they have a promo match, promo match, promo match, promo match, promo match, promo match, and the promo.
It started with a promo, it ended with a promo.
Yeah, I can understand why some people get upset when it comes to, you know, Raw sucking a little bit. But I guess my thing is this. It's one of those things that I just don't get why they excuse me. Why they just start with a match, do like promos in between the first hour, then match, 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 promo, match, match, promo, then end it with a main event with like the main segment with a match. Not with a promo. I just don't. Oh yeah, but it was, don't get me wrong, it was a good promo, a good segment. But it just, yeah, it just you just get sick and tired of it being like promo match, promo match, promo match, promo match. What's that? Yeah, too much promos. See, that's why I said SmackDown, in my opinion, has always been the ace, the A show, because you don't have to deal with all these promos. Exactly. It's like they're going to do good with their ratings no matter what I say or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things like you just can't do like the promo after match, then promo, match, promo, match. I don't know. Just some of those things they just need to change up a bit. That's just like how I see it. But for the next 6 minutes, if you guys do want to call in, talk about the next 6 minutes, I know we're going to get on TNA in a bit, but let me just leave y'all this number. Any guests can call in anytime during for the next 6 minutes, 646-915-9644. It could be either a question for me or a question for Don or just wrestling questions related. So just whatever questions y'all had, just go ahead and just send away. For TNA, right now there's been rumors that Destination America is not happy with them and want to end their contract or whatever, and I guess they're not impressed with the number of ratings they got. Of course, they got better ratings than any show on Destination America. But I guess they was expecting they was going to get millions of viewers like they did on Spike TV. And I'm going to tell you guys firsthand, in my opinion, that I don't think that they're going anywhere. Well, TNA is going anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, when you get to these dirt sheets, it's like you think this true sometimes, and just like, is it really true? It's like one of those things. It's like not gonna fall for it, but because you know half of the times the dirt sheets don't be true and. Some of the times, the dirt sheet does happen. So, I'm the type of person, I'll just be like, I believe it till I see it. That's how I feel. I want to be surprised. And, yeah, I do read dirt sheets, but, like, I forget about them the next day because it's like, there's just numbers, just dirt sheets. I can just wipe the dirt sheet off my shoulder or something. This is one of those things that you just need to just forget about because, like... Oh, God. Yeah, they're acting a fool in Houston. But, that's just my point. It's like, dirt sheets are dirt sheets. And I don't want to be all, oh, I know what's going to happen because I read it on the dirt sheet. Oh, this is going to happen because I read it on the dirt sheet. Nobody wants to. My thing is, nobody don't care about the dirt sheet. It's like, really? Oh my God, Frank Kaminsky is on a Speed Stick commercial. Hey, that's his endorsement. Wow. Well, yeah, that's why like half of the dirt sheets is just like whatever. Your rating, okay, the rating for tonight's Raw, how do you rate it between 1 and 10? I agree with you, like, the matches were good, but it's just like, just promo after promo after promo. It's like half of the times I felt like I was falling asleep.
Well, so the best part, the one of the best promos I liked is when they were appearing up on it with Ziggler's, but he knows it's a mind game with.
I'm going to agree with her and say it is, I'm going to rate it a 7 as well. Like, all the matches and stuff were good, but it's just like, I'm sorry, it's just crazy. It's like, just too many promos to hype up the show. It's like, I know I got 60 seconds left, so. Anyways, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org. So please follow the brand new website. I did put like the most watched and top WFSO videos on there, and plus like the last 2 weeks of the Archer Jones shows on there. And I know there's still more work to be done. So hopefully all this week and next week, I can be finished with it by next week, and I can just get some more work done on the website. Also, you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter as well. You can also follow WFSO on Twitter, too, and look for WFSO on Facebook, and you can also find WFSO on MySpace and subscribe to our YouTube videos, but From all of us here, along with Don, this is Artrell. Y'all guys have a good night. And the rest of y'all that's watching on Google Hangouts, stay tuned because we're going to switch over to the special Artrell Jones show. So until then, for the Blog Talk Radio land, you guys have a good night.